Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. We're going to talk Return to Learn and how it's going to look at AHSTW schools today with Superintendent Darren Jones. Darren, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, appreciate it. You've put a lot of time and effort to you and all your staff and associated folks there at AHSTW and trying to figure all this out to try to get kids back into school and back into class here pretty quick.
You know, we really have. And, you know, and the conversation started, you know, even as last year ended, right? You know, we wanted to make sure we brought last year to a conclusion, you know, working with graduation and all those other pieces, and then really starting to dig into what learning in school will look like in the fall. We were thankful for the guidance that we received from the state as far as, you know, really looking at a continuous learning model as maybe the primary mode. But then, you know, we would have been neglect if we didn't take a look at the in-school model and then also the hybrid model, because there's going to be a time when we need each one of them. I really believe that, unfortunately. But we're going to do our best, and I know we've spent a lot of time developing the plans and feel really comfortable with the thing with everything that we have in front of us.
Well, there are so many pieces that have to be involved because school isn't, it's a little different than business. You've got transportation issues, extracurricular issues. People don't just sit around at a desk all day. There's a lot of movement within a school. You've got food service. There are so many things to look at.
There are a lot of moving parts, and, you know, it seems like when we answer one question, another question surfaces, and that's okay, because when those things surface, then we just get a better picture and are able to develop our plan a little bit more.
I've heard other superintendents around the area kind of say the same thing here with regard to it was a lot easier to close school in the spring than it is to open school in the fall.
You know, there's some truth to be said to that. I would agree with that. And, you know, you would think going through the continuous learning model and the hybrid model, and because they're different, right, that they would provide challenges and that the in-school model wouldn't provide maybe as many challenges. But when you take a look at it, the in-school model is just as difficult to plan for as the others, just because we are going to bring students back in. And, you know, what does it look like in our hallways? You know, we want to ensure that we do as much social distancing as we possibly can within given areas. So our hallways may look like, well, will look like one-way hallways so that we just limit face-to-face contact. You know, what does it look like in the lunchroom? How are we going to deliver lunch? In fact, we've contracted lunch services for next year, and this was in the process prior to our closing. But we've contracted with Lunchtime Solutions to be our food service provider next year. And we're setting down with them to just identify best practice and how we can do, how we can work through breakfast and lunch effectively. So each time we answer one question, we come up with a different one. And again, like I said before, it just makes a better, it gives us a better result.
Yeah, you bet. Well, for a lot of the students, the day starts with the time on the bus, getting to school. How does transportation change, if at all, through this?
You know, it's going to change some. You know, if we follow the guidelines of the state high school leagues in regards to summer participation, you know, we're really limited to about 13 people per bus without masks. If we put masks on, if we have students wear face coverings, then obviously we can fit a little bit more, a few more students, because we can get to one person per seat. And then family members can sit together on those buses. So I sent out a survey to families just to see who will access public or our transportation, because there might be families who choose to bring their students to and from school just on their own. And we completely understand that. But we're certainly going to do everything we can to effectively provide the safest mode of transportation possible. Understanding that social distancing might not always be completely available to us, but in those types of things, we'll put mitigation efforts in place. And then you talk about cleaning the buses before and after each route. That's something that, you know, we're really going to want to take a look at as well, just to ensuring a safe environment.
Sure. Well, once the school day starts, you've talked about maybe one-way hallways, different things like that. There are a lot of touched surfaces in a school during the course of the day. How do you deal with all that?
Yeah. You know, a couple things. We're really going to look to cohort our students and to keep them in a common area for their class throughout the course of the day. Now, there's going to be times where we go out for recess, but those recess opportunities are also going to be in small groups. And what I mean by small groups, instead of having first, second, and third grade out for recess together, it might be just our kindergartners in an area. So that's one way. Academically, obviously, we are working to socially distance as much as we can, given the number of students in our classrooms. And then we'll also use face coverings. Those face coverings could be in the form of a shield, could also be in the form of a face mask. Those are things that we've never done before, and obviously, but we feel comfortable with how to get those implemented. And we're also going to give our staff members the ability to understand when the covering is necessary and when they might be able to take a break, or if students are able to spread out, 6 to 7 feet apart, that they might be able to take the mask down for a period of time in the classroom as well. We don't want to have somebody in our building for the entire time with a mask on. So we're going to put those breaks in just to give the opportunities to relieve some of those new ideas or new concepts.
Sure, sure. Well, and I know some school districts are being more creative with maybe developing some more times for lunches and things like that, so they don't have all the students congregating at one time. Are you doing anything different there?
We're actually looking at all of our administrative team right now is looking at lunch and what that looks like as far as maybe potentially eating in the classroom or setting up a modified schedule in our lunchroom. Some of the things that we're really going to take a look at is really at face-to-face. So if we can stagger students in the lunchroom and still fit a grade group in there, that would be great. If we need to have our students sit all facing the same direction, we may need to do that as well. But there's going to be – it's the school environment's going to look a little bit different, more than a little bit different as we come back. But it's just safety precautions that we want to make sure we have in place and really help our kids through and work with in the whole scenario of the year.
Well, and you'd like to make it as normal as possible and give students the same type of opportunities. Extracurricular is one that always comes right to mind. People think of sports and things like that. But you've got other things like drama and music programs that all of a sudden, you need to put some special safeguards in place.
Yeah, and we're still reading through those. The Girls Union and the Boys Athletic Association came out with guidance for football and volleyball just yesterday. So we're still trying to understand what that looks like, because in one case it limits the use of locker rooms, and in another case it doesn't. So we're trying to understand that, but you're right. We certainly want to make things as normal as we can, because, kids lost a lot last spring. They might have lost a speech contest. They might have lost an opportunity to perform in their favorite sport. And we want to make sure that that doesn't happen again this year, and that we put measures in place that they can really enjoy the year, because the social-emotional health of our kids is important, just as important as the academic health. And being involved is what's going to help out a lot. And the more we can get our kids involved and allow them to participate in their favorite activities, the better. So all of our measures are really designed to help us just continue the school year to the best of our abilities.
You bet. Well, we all want well-rounded youngsters, and to do that, we need to give them a lot of different opportunities and options that they can choose from, too. Was there ever any discussion at all about not actually getting back into the classroom? How did that discussion go?
We developed all three of our models. So we do have a continuous learning model ready. And we're actually going to have a few families take advantage of that, either due to medical concerns or just parental choice. What we're looking at is that model would be is we've purchased, right now we've purchased 30 video conferencing cameras, and they're called meeting owls. And the meeting owl will sit in the classroom, and the camera will rotate to whoever's speaking in the room. So if, let's just say my daughter, which this will not happen, but if my daughter were to stay home on a given day, maybe she was just sick, right? She could watch class from her Chromebook, which we are a one-to-one school. So she could watch class from her Chromebook through Google Meet, and she could actually ask questions and participate just like she was in the classroom. So those are the types of things that we've really worked to implement within our continuous learning model, because unfortunately, I hope not, but right now I could never say no that we won't be able to use it. You know, our hope was always to bring students back, and that's where we're headed, but we also have the continuous learning and then a hybrid model in place. Our hybrid model will be an A-B schedule, so we would have students divided into two groups, and A students would attend on day A and B students on day B. But on the days where students are not in our school building, they will actually be attending through the video conferencing cameras and their Chromebooks in grade levels 4 through 12. In grade levels pre-K through 3, that's a little bit different. But what we'll do is we're going to be recording the live lesson and then uploading it into Google Classroom so that parents have an opportunity to work with their sons and daughters on it at their earliest convenience. But students will always be one day away from being in the building if we need to go to a hybrid model.
Sure. Well, as I said up front, a lot of thought and a lot of effort has been put into this and how it's going to work this year, and those contingency plans are all evidence of that. Communication is key, too. You've got to keep those lines of communication open with everyone in the district, and I'm sure you guys are on top of that.
We are, yeah. And you know, we continue to work our plans, and most recently we sent out our return to learn plan here earlier this week. The week prior, we sent out kind of a preview of what it can look like or what it will look like. And we've also taken time just to meet with a focus group of parents as well, just to help us understand or answer any questions, or I guess think of or have questions posed to us that we might not have thought of yet at this point in time. So I've appreciated their assistance, and I've also appreciated just parents calling in and asking maybe for a clarification on a document, because it just helps us in continuing to communicate with our family.
Very good. Well, Darren, thank you so much for the time spent here. We're communicating with folks right now to let them know about all these plans and how this is going to play out. And we keep our fingers crossed. We hope for the best and get back to school soon and do it safely. Thank you so much for the time.
Terrific. Thank you for the opportunity. I've enjoyed it, and let's have a great school year. Go Vikings.